Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to your phone calls in just a moment. Fans are excited about these fancy rivalry uniforms the Bills will wear Sunday night. I'm fully on board. For many years, as they've trotted out throwback uniforms that look almost identical to the ones they usually wear, I've been campaigning for a throwback to their first uniforms, silver and light blue, that they wore because Ralph Wilson, with his Detroit roots, had a, you know, wanted them to look like the Lions, I guess. And they kind of did, but they changed out of that look pretty soon, a year or two. And they've done that. You know, this is not that uniform. But they're not going to look like the Lions.
But it is silver. Yeah.
It's great. I think it's great. The best uniform game of the weekend, however, because New England's going to wear New England's dark blue usuals, has got to be Tampa-Seattle. They're both wearing throwbacks in the same game. So, Bucks, creamsicle, white, all white.
Oh, the white, yeah. I really like the white version of that.
Me
I like
too.
How the orange, yeah, I like, I mean, the orange jerseys are cool, but I think I like the white ones. I like an all white look. With accents. Yeah, I mean, the Bills all white is by far my favorite uniform of theirs. And I think I would say I like the Tampa orange, or excuse me, white with the creamsicle trim, I think, more than the creamsicle tops, even.
If you go all the way back to the Bucs and you're sort of a student of this stuff, they had orange numbers, but then they, like in their second or third year, they changed to red to make them easier to spot, like easier to see. But originally they wore orange numbers, and they're wearing orange numbers in this game. Like this uniform, the throwback uniform, is orange numbers.
Authentic. All right.
And the Seahawk uniform is glorious.
The blue, that I'm going to just say Seahawks blue. I don't know what other blue that is. It's
almost a royal blue.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it's royal blue, green, silver. I mean, they were my team when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I love the Seahawks, and the look is always part of that. And also no stripe on the helmet, which makes it great. So that they're playing in Seattle, which means turf. The only thing that would help this if they played in Tampa, I know it's not their original stadium, but at least it's grass. Now we're cooking with gas, right? It's the Seahawks and the Bucks, and it's like the 80s. Almost, but the game is in Seattle. Still cool.
I really do. I don't think I, as a kid, I definitely didn't feel the way you felt about Seattle, and I don't really care about the helmet stripe thing, but that blue, I mean what I said. I'm not even thinking about what it actually, I think of it as, it's very distinctive in a sports uniform. That's a Seattle blue to me.
Seattle blue.
Seattle blue.
Sounds like a racehorse.
It does.
No, that's Seattle Slew.
This show.
Let's go to Mario.
Free. Hi. No charge.
Hi, Mario.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you, Mario.
Hey, on the topic, I know this is going to be a basic suggestion, but I love the 90s blue uniforms with the red helmet. I would love to see the Bills trot out in those and see Allen win in those.
Well, they are going to wear the red helmets at the end of the year. The final game will feature the red helmet, but not the entire uniform.
Right, so Allen will take a snap in the red helmet and then come off the field. That's not as fun.
Probably right, yeah.
But, yeah.
You can pretend it's him.
I wanted to comment on one of the other callers talked about making a trade at the deadline if Bean can be all in on this season, if things are lining up for the Bills. And a couple weeks ago, a caller called into Brownie and Tasker's show and suggested receiver, and Tasker went off and said, you know, they're scoring the most points. We don't need that. We don't need that right now. But you got to plan. This team has to plan for the playoffs. You know, it's like you can have a lure that catches the most sea bass, but then if you're said, hey, go catch a marlin, you can't look at your lures that only catch bass and say, I don't know why I'm not catching a marlin. I mean, I'm not a fisher, so that makes me a bad analogy.
But no, that totally works.
Remember that. Right.
Like you sounded really knowledgeable to me.
You said lure correctly and everything.
Well,
you know names of fish.
I'm a lawyer, so I'm good at fluffing up stuff. But for what it's worth, you know, the Chiefs game, granted, it didn't come down to one play, but I remember, like it was yesterday, that last play when the Chiefs stacked the box and brought a corner blitz, and everyone was complaining that, oh, well, we don't have receivers that stretch the field. No one could stretch the field that entire game, let alone that last play. So it makes me look ahead. So I heard reports today again that A.J. Brown is really unhappy and the Eagles might actually look to shop him and get some draft capital out of him. I don't know what that contract looks like, but do you guys have any suggestions? If they were to go for a receiver, who do you think they would go for? If Brown would be a good fit, I know his attitude sucks, so maybe not, but who would you go for and what position would you focus on if it wasn't a receiver?
Well, I already talked last segment or a little while ago about the what I think, you know, pass rush. I think you'd always use more pass rush. I think if this team were to lose Bosa, I think they could really be in trouble. And I know you can say that about a lot of teams and a lot of positions, but they are really lacking there, I think, so far this year. So I would always look for that. And I think safety is still a need. You might want to wonder about corner. You know, they seem to be getting Dorian Strong ready. Maybe certainly it's because they want to see it. But if Tre'Davious White had that locked down, I don't think they'd be trying out guys during games. So maybe that's another sneaky one. So that's where I would settle. Safety / DB edge.
I am not anywhere yet on this, especially names. I mean, it's still a month, but anything that you can, you know, reasonably explain away as improvement, I think is justifiable, if not desirable. Brown, I mean, the guy's really good, and he's won a Super Bowl, and, you know, like, there's not a lot to pick at. Maybe his attitude is bad, maybe it's fine, and he's just down because his team doesn't throw passes. Like, wide receivers are usually one way, right? And he sounds like a wide receiver right now, which is, you know, cryptic Instagram or Twitter comments about, you know, just how it's not going well enough for him.
I would worry about him with that mindset here. You know, like, if they're not going to feed him, then am I going to end up with the same problem Philly has? Like, if Philly's bothered enough by it to move him, I don't know that getting in line to have him in the same situation or a similar enough situation is a great idea. I mean, I love the player, but I just don't know if he's in a bad headspace. I don't know.
I mean, they have maybe the league's best GM, and that's why. Because of, you know, just using draft capital and manipulating the cap and doing things. But maybe it's also player relations. I don't know. I feel like Brandon Bean is popular with his players. I don't really know if I can say that. I'm just sort of going by the optics of them and him.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm the Eagles GM, I'm like, A.J. Brown, come here. Buddy, what is the problem? We don't win enough? You don't want to be a guy that wants to whine his way off of a championship team, do you? We got a chance to make history. Look it up. A.J. Brown gets, like, what do we want for a receiver? Target share. Receivers want to be the man. He is. Like, he gets that target share on an elite level. The problem is, it's the word share. And they didn't throw a pass in the second half. Like, they are winning anyway without needing to use him, usually. So he's got to calm down. Like, he's going to feel the way he feels. But if I'm the Eagles, I'm like, are you sure you really need to be unhappy about this? We will be in games that we're losing, probably.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's say we're not. Can that be okay? If we win every game and we don't need to throw you the ball, can that be okay? If not, man, we probably won't win every game and we will need you. So what do you think? Like, how about you get on board with this? How do you trade him? How do you have the defending Super Bowl champion and one of two remaining undefeated teams in the league? I mean, like, you know what we should do? Trade our best player? I mean, he's top three? I don't know. Like, no, it doesn't make it. They can't do that.
Right.
They shouldn't. It's really bad if they do that. Saying all that, there are odds on his next team at Bet Online, because of course there are. And somehow the favorite is Cleveland.
What?
Yeah, that's the favorite to be A.J. Brown's next, and maybe his name is Brown. That's the case. Cleveland is the favorite to be his next team.
So the Eagles are going to be so fed up with his attitude that they're going to exile him to the Browns?
And, you know, if the Eagles, I say if, because come on, no way, right?
Right.
But if they trade him, they need somebody like him back. They would need somebody, like, we're not rebuilding. We're not looking for a first. We want another A.J. Brown. Who won't be mad at us all the time, won't be sad.
That's going to be really hard, but is Jerry Jeudy that? I mean,
No.
He's their best guy, isn't he?
For Cleveland, yeah.
Right, right.
If they trade him to Cleveland, but no, he's totally not A.J. Brown.
No, no.
Who is?
Right. There's three or four guys you're talking about here, I think. So, yeah, it's tough. And you know, while Mike is talking about A.J. Brown there, I'm looking at the AFC, and then I'm looking at the NFC, and I've got, you know, New Orleans is 0-4. You like Chris Olave? I don't know. Like, maybe that's an idea.
Super good.
Right. I don't know who else Carolina's got. They're not trading you Tet McMillan. Dallas ain't trading you Pickens or Lamb. Washington just signed McLaurin. The Bears are 2-2. Then you're into teams.
DJ Moore.
Then you're into teams that are like still in a playoff, like their season. So I can't even really get there. In another few weeks, you know, when somebody's 2-5, then that's different.
I might bet even money that DJ Moore gets traded. Probably shouldn't have to get even money. I bet he could get traded. But do the Bills want that? Is that what they want to do?
I don't think so.
I kind of don't either.
I wonder if the fact that they did it last year precludes them from doing it again. I'm not saying the idea of a trade period, but a trade for a receiver period. I already said I think. I mean, we'll see. If they feel they have the same crisis, even though they have Josh Palmer and Keon Coleman is in year two and Samuel is healthy and Elijah Moore is here, if they think they still have the same problem with separation and getting guys open, then the same case can be made internally just as it was made last year. We need help here. We got to go do something. And they did. But I wonder if it didn't get us anywhere that we weren't going anyways, I think might be how you could look at
didn't work
the Cooper trade. So I will just trust what we have. And as much as they have spent assets on defense, I think there are still holes. Again, we haven't seen the full crew yet because you've had injuries and suspensions. And so we don't know what there is there yet, but they will get a look at that before this has to be decided. So I still would look at that side of the ball before I would look at receiver. From their standpoint, I would love a top shelf receiver. I'm trying to put together what I think they might be open to, and I still think pass rush and safety is what I would think about.
Okay, thanks, Mario. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.